Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever part of the day that you are tuning in. Welcome to a new episode of the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. I am your host, Nate Boogie. Of course, I got a great show lined up for you, but first of all, let me introduce myself. I go by the name of Nate Boogie, and you can hit me up 773-234-5078. Again, that number 773-234-5078. Tell me you love the show. Tell me you hate the show. Tell me something about the show. Are you feeling it or not? You can also email me theboogie300@gmail.com. That's T-H-E, not the boogie. It's the boogie. Proper English, folks. Theboogie300@gmail.com. Of course, I'm always social networking. Hit me up online, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. Like I said before, I got a great show lined up for you. Now, I know you might be asking yourself, it's not Wednesday, so why is there a new show on Monday? Well, I pushed it back. Starting your work week out right on Monday, new show every Monday, Boogie 300, my voice, your ears, come together. It's as simple as that. Now, of course, I got to give props out. Rest in peace, shout out to the late, great Don Cornelius. We got to get more into that. Talk about him, his whole movement, the Soul Train thing, how he basically changed the game forever. Also, the big homie Kid Cudi said he is no longer getting on Twitter. So I want to talk about the whole social media thing and what it means to artists and how it could help and hurt you at the same time. And also, the big homie Ja Rule is in prison, and it's safe to say he is not wasting his time. See who he's getting advice from while he's in prison. Without further ado, let's get into the show. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Let's go!
You digging in the milk crates, huh? I figure I could put about 250,000-300,000 in one of the milk crates. Word. Shout out to Aaron LeCrae. Like lacrosse, that's how we getting money. Fly boy lifestyle. You heard me? Dripping from my head to my feet. Splashing. Everything new. You heard me? If it's vintage, it's new. Real nigga shit. You heard me? Catch me in Soho getting stupid fly. Or catch me uptown getting super fly. You heard me? Or catch him just riding my coupe is fly. The beast. Trendsetter. Never been better.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I love my bands, but the bank better.
Spurring.
Killing half you niggas, it's a vendetta.
Bang, bang.
She saw the car when your girl start getting wetter.
Easy.
And she was hot, but I didn't sweat her.
Easy.
Cause I'm way too cool, you could get a sweater.
Woo.
I'm in the club with a $2,000 lever.
Wow.
And they say birds of a feather flock together.
Flower.
So, you and you get in and drop together. It was cool outside, not the hottest weather. But a nigga still stunning, dropping all them heifers.
Wow.
And we pull into the telly, knocking salt and pepper. Wow.
Everybody jumps.
I turn this shit black and yellow, tape
black and
leaf.
Black and yellow.
I'm so fly, tell me where I'm landing.
Woo.
I hope it's summer hot, nigga, where we tan?
Hot.
Speeding.
Jones.
Spooky.
Jones.
Yeah. Everybody Jones, everybody Jones.
Mr. Love and Hip Hop himself, that's the homie Jim Jones with Everybody Jones. Just wanted to start the show off right. You know how I do. Anyways, it's Nate Boogie, Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. Of course, you can always email me, theboogie300@gmail.com, or you can just tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. Now, we got to give a big rest in peace shout out to the homie Don Cornelius, the whole Soul Train movement. If you didn't know, Don Cornelius passed away last week, allegedly, you know, committed suicide in his California home. Sad truly, truly sad to see a legacy of his stature come to an end in such a fashion. I hope that it wasn't suicide. Let's just put it like that. Of course, you all know or don't know, Don Cornelius basically set the platform for R&B acts, pop acts, funk acts, all those acts back in the day, giving them a platform to showcase their skills. He put forth his own money to start Soul Train. 35 years, 1971 to 2006, the longest running show on TV, nationally syndicated, over 1,100 episodes. What more can you say about something like that but give props, praise, respect to somebody who's seen a vision? And of course, it was when that wasn't popular and people just weren't in his corner, but he made it happen. 35 years strong. Rest in peace to the late, great Don Cornelius. Gone, but certainly never, ever, ever forgotten. Shout out to the homie Don Cornelius. Anyways, I'm going to get up off my soapbox. Shout out to the homie Don Cornelius. Shout out to Soul Train. Everybody supporting his friends, family, everybody else. Can't be matched. Never will be matched, you know. But I guess the message to take from that is, you know, if you can help people, help people. It's as simple as that. When I come back, I'm going to talk about the homie Kid Cudi. He's saying goodbye to Twitter. I'm going to talk about social media and how it helps and hurts artists. See you when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Regardless of how it goes down, life goes on. Am I right?
Oh. On the way, we shed some tears. Every day we sacrifice so we could be standing here. Oh, what a hell of a life. Been winning so many years, and the future is bright. Now it's very clear that we gon' be rich forever and ever.
I remember being blind to it, till the day I put my mind to it. Pen and pad on the dresser for me to fine tune it. I sat in the corner, made up my mind, do it. Def Jam on my heels, should I sign to it? $1 million advance for me to rhyme fluent. Every day I'm hustling on every corner booming. Back of the Phantom, couldn't fathom I was such a student. Grandfather deal for the Godfather. Lucian Grange from the ghetto, I follow God's orders. And he told me I was rich forever. Then he showed me I was rich forever. They call me Mr. Roberts when I'm in the bank. Digits like the Dodgers when it come to Franks. Flossing out in Compton like I got a cape. Rosemo tried to fight it, but barely niggas fade. White sheet, yellow tape, where your dog's at? Count a million cash, can you blog that? Me and niggas, you tight, never exchange numbers. Wanna conversate and steal game from us. See the watch, now you wanna know the name of it. Never playing, so I went and got the frame flooded. Cartier, Hublot, I can name a dozen. Your shit pushed back, cause it ain't buzzing. Now these thugs actors all of a sudden. Niggas hustle backwards all of a sudden. Can't talk snow where the south at. Your man got murked, but you squashed that. Hope you know what we call that. I think you know just what we call that. All you pussy boys fall back. Big face, rolling rose gold, cost 40. Platinum 21, it's time to go and spoil shorty. You only live once, I'm screaming yellow in the V-High. Time fly fast, ballin' with my nigga T.I. Ciroc, no glass, smiling women in my presence. Tall supermodels always fall in my possession. Atlanta housewives taking pictures in my section. But I only got a thing for young bitches with aggression. Show me that affection that a D-boy craves. Rich forever in my D-boy ways. So dope, blue jeans, new J's. So dope by any means all day.
Been winning so many years, and the future
100 mil ain't enough. Got 100 women, gotta deal with it, love. Worth 40 M's, is he still dealing drugs? Cigarettes, speedboats, but he still with the thugs. Club live, Louis shots on a Sunday. Brandon even be legit one day. Order some more bottles, cause I'm on one. I know a pussy wet, and she wanna come. She wanna come, maybe come over. Stop dealing with them niggas, you need one soldier. Keep you as my bitch forever. Cause you know a nigga rich forever.
Rich forever. Been waiting so many years, and the future is bright. Now it's very clear that we gon' be rich forever and ever and ever. Oh, 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 we gon' be rich forever. All the way we shed some tears, every day we sacrifice.
Straight off the mixtape, Rich Forever. That's the homie Rick Ross featuring John Legend with Rich Forever. Really feeling that joint, really feeling that mixtape. If you haven't downloaded it, you need to go download it. This mixtape right here sounds better than a lot of people's real albums that they put together. Shout out to Rick Ross, Maybach Music Group, the whole thing doing it. Simple as that. I'm Nate Boogie. This is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. New and improved. Hit me up 773-234-5078. Of course, you can email me theboogie300@gmail.com. And I'm always social networking. Facebook.com/IamNateBoogie. Or you can tweet at me at NateBoogie or at Boogie300. Now, I don't know if you heard, but the homie Kid Cudi said, I'm done with Twitter. Left his fans hanging high and dry. I don't want to say left his fans hanging, but he just said, I'm not doing it anymore. And I can certainly see why, because at this day and age, I mean, artists, entertainers, celebrities are so under the microscope till it's not even funny anymore. It's like you're expected to be perfect, not a single strand of hair in your head, out of place, not a single word uttered that will offend anybody. None of that, you know, and it just blows my mind how we just cling on to every word and twist and I can understand why he doesn't want to do it anymore, because if you're not that type of person who knows exactly what they're saying at that particular time and how it could be taken and twisted up, it's best to not say anything at all. I can certainly understand it. It's sad. But that's the society that we live in now, where, you know, whatever you say, you can be held accountable for, you know, regardless of if that's how you feel or it's something that you said and it got twisted and, you know, put into the wrong context, you know. And I mean, case in point, I don't know if you guys remember last year in the NBA Finals, LeBron James, they got beat by the Dallas Mavericks, and LeBron James said in his press conference, you know, tomorrow you guys got the people that wanted to see the Miami Heat lose. You guys got to wake up in the morning and you still got to go to your jobs, and I'm still going to be LeBron James. And they just took that and ran with it. And it was crazy, because as soon as he said it, I was just like, oh my goodness, they are going to. And they did exactly that. They twisted it up. They twisted it up and made it seem like you guys are going to go to your pitiful jobs in the morning and I'm still going to be the millionaire LeBron James. That's how they put it. You know, and in no way, shape, form, or fashion did he mean it in that context. But that just shows you how every word is just, it's got to be calculated these days. And it's best to not say anything. And I understand Kid Cudi and his whole thing about being done with Twitter. Don't even say anything about it anymore. Don't even give them any ammunition. It's as simple as that. If you don't know what to say, it's best not to say anything. Simple as that. Hey, check this out. I started a new segment on the show called The Fresh Take. Now, what I'm doing is showcasing some of the best unsigned hip-hop and R&B artists coast to coast, worldwide, wherever you may be. Submit your music bio to theboogie300@gmail.com today. Put in the subject line "Fresh Take." My first artist, he's in Atlanta now, and he goes by the name of Jay Nolan with this single called "Lost in the Abyss" on the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Yeah, lost in the abyss. like getting real, man. Too real if you ask me. Check it. Feeding for the spot that I was promised. Chose not to go to college as a novice. I was plotting on them bulletproof wallets. Selling records on consignment. Major deal, won't sign it. Speculation of Masonics. CT spinus. ATL transplant. Make a fan slam dance. Rocking like a bandstand. Strong like I'm Bam Bam. Small, but I'm Bigelow. Doing bigger shows. Getting dope. Think of Rich and Poe. Cold, cause I spent it though. Looking for Christina Milian. If she can dip it low. Run a game, pick and roll. Open eyes, hold a vision that you never seen. White papers in my pocket. They look better green, sinking like a submarine, man, summer night dream. Shakespearean, I wonder if it intervenes. Why? Cause he was master of the heartbreak. Love stories divided like a divorce case. Let it saute. I had a hard day looking at my mom's face, wishing I could help her. Knowing that I'm making macaroni out of helper. Dealing with the pain and too ashamed to tell her. Rain, no umbrella, middle of the storm and trying to remain stellar. Feeling like Che Guevara. Watching cats rolling Rangers and Carreras. Got me in the mode to make a change for the better. Heading down the wrong road, no street lights. Stomach hurting, being tempted by the street life. Making money with my peeps, right? Riding round, stash guns in the seat, right? Get it in like a temporary fix. Caught up in the game, my contemporaries missed. You would think I had a cemetery wish. Lost in the middle with the abyss, looking to get rich. Father God, is it on or off? Staring at the corner and it's glowing like some armor on. Knowing that it's wrong, but it started like a foreign car. Smoother than the rest, I confess that I'm falling off. Trying to pick myself up where I left at. Future looking jet black, ignoring the red flags. Simple minded and grinding from where I rest at. Nine is in the line and reminded, don't let them trespass. Protect the stash, take his check and dash. Wreck it fast, running like you coming for that checkered flag. If any detective asks, you couldn't detect it. Sacred like it's majestic, save it to get arrested. Such a heavy task. And I know that I ain't about that life. Mad trife, always watching your back in the night. That ain't right. Stuck in the same fight as my uncles. 20 years later, decisions that still haunt you. Heading down the wrong road, no street lights. Stomach hurting, being tempted by the street life. Making money with my peeps, right? Riding round, stash guns in the seat, right? Get it in like a temporary fix. Caught up in the game, my contemporaries missed. You would think I had a cemetery wish. Lost in the middle with the abyss, looking to get rich. Yeah. Lost in the abyss. Similar story for a lot of us, man. Whether or not you really try and get caught up in the street life or not, you know what I'm saying? It's just a feeling. Get angsty out here, man. For real. Keep your head above the water. Keep your faith in God. Just keep pushing forward, man. You rise up out of it.
It's the first artist off the new segment of the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. It's the homie Jay Nolan with Lost in the Abyss. If you're looking for that man, if you're trying to get in touch with that man, go to the www.boogie300.com. Click on the Fresh Take link. You'll see his bio. You see the whole rundown. You'll see all his contact information. Shout out to the homie Jay Nolan. Keep doing what you do. Simple as that. Submit your music today. Submit your music today to the boogie300@gmail.com. Put in the subject line Fresh Take. If you got what it takes, you'll make the cut. You'll be on next week's show. It's as simple as that. Anyways, if you didn't know, I'm Nate Boogie. It's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Hit me up 773-234-5078. Now let's go ahead and get into this last segment. The homie Ja Rule is in prison doing his 2-year bid for, I think it was like gun possession or something of that nature. Anyways, he's not wasting his time in there. He's in there getting some very, I hope, good information from a couple people that you may or may not know. Ex-New York State Comptroller Alan Hevesi and ex-Tyco International CEO Dennis Kozlowski. Now, these guys went down for, you know, doing some shades of gray type stuff. Well, I guess it kind of was illegal business practices, to say the least. But anyway, he's getting good information from them. Going back, taking college courses. The people that, you know, have been encouraging him, you know, get as much education as you possibly can. Just little simple stuff like that. Things to invest in the future. And I guess I say that to say this is how we think, oh, these rappers got the whole all figured out. They making the money. They got the change. They got the house. They got the cars. And they're still learning. So don't think that just because it's that's what you think you want, that they've got it all figured out, because they're still learning in the same sense. Ja Rule is going back to get his education. I mean, this is after several million albums sold, you know, several different hits, number one. He's still learning. So don't think you got it all figured out. Don't think that your favorite rapper has it all figured out. They're still learning. It's an ever-going process. Keep your nose to the ground. Keep doing what it is you're doing. Keep pushing forward. It's as simple as that. And it's as simple as me ending this show. Yeah, I'm about to go ahead and close this episode. I've enjoyed rocking with you as I do each and every week. New show, new day of the week. We're dropping one every Monday. It's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Of course, you can hit me up 773-234-5078. You can call it, you can text it, whichever you prefer. Also, you can email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. Social networks, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me, @NateBoogie, @Boogie300. Tell me you love the show, tell me you hate the show, but tell me something about the show. Shout out to my lovely daughter, Lil Boogie. I love you. Y'all have a safe, prosperous week. Shout out to my girl, Tip So Fly. Check her out in the Fly Style Society. And shout out to my new writer, Miss Key. Check her out at Twitter. I'm just Key. It's as simple as that. Y'all have a safe, prosperous week. Live every day at 100 miles an hour, and I'm out. Peace.